Okay, Torah Or, Megillas Esther, Peit Tzadik Dalid. First column, in middle of the first column. Okay, Alter Rebbe is explaining why we find differences. He gave her the whole Sharvit, she took the Sharvit, she touched the Sharvit, the scepter. So he starts explaining that the Eden are called Esther because of Necha Haster Aster Panai, in the time of Golus, Hashem Elokus is concealed. And eventually it's going to come that the level of Hu, which is concealment, is going to become Zeh, which is revelation. So he starts explaining that all the Yom Tevim are going to be nullified except Purim and Halacha. And he starts explaining that what's Shabbos and Yom Tev? Shabbos and Yom Tev is a revelation of a greater level of Kedusha. And therefore, the world is in a higher level. Okay? And he says that's what... Okay, the Bukhari Mitzrayim. Okay, now he says, so the last thing he's speaking before we go further is that when you have a fire burning something, smoke, so that's because the moisture of the object that burnt is becoming consumed, and that causes that level of smoke. So now, one second. Okay, so we'll start like 12 lines before the end of the paragraph, first column, Tzadik Dalet. Kach kaviyochol, the same thing by Elokus. She'er avayim misgale b'shabbos es v'yomim tevim, when Elokus is revealed in Shabbos and Yom Tov. Seir v'machale dover ahapoch hagilu l'skaf l'tzitrach. So what happens is that Elokus is revealed, so therefore it's the fire from heaven, so to speak, that consumes the evil. That's why the world is elevated in Shabbos and Yom Tov. The gam he mukteres kita nikra oshin dak, and it also creates a spiritual level of a thin smoke. Mei oshin amegamet, like oshin of a good incense, doesn't create like a fiery smoke. They got forbid from a fire. It creates a very refined level of smoke. Well, the reiv dakusei, and because of its simply means it's very thin. It's not called smoke. It's called a cloud. Like it says, ananaktatus. I mean like this. Ananaktatus in Yom Kippur, when it says, Echisa ananaktatus is a kapatus, that the ktatus that the crane lit in the Holy of Holies, so it says the cloud of smoke. Ananaktatus. The cloud of the ktatus. It's not a thick smoke. It's like a cloud, a thin layer. It doesn't consume something which is the opposite of it. Because it's not something totally consumed. Like he says, when you burn something physical, so because you're doing something mamish, you're getting... Fire is destroying the moisture, so therefore you create a heavy smoke. This is not something which is so much opposite of it, so it's not such a heavy smoke. But afal b'kei, nevertheless, tzichaliyat b'chin is the b'chin is muktoris. It has to be incense. Lisreif l'chalis, to burn and to destroy, kol ach l'fim adarigos, meaning like this. And Shabbos and Yom Tov, because the world is holier, the person's holier, and therefore you don't deal anymore with world, right? Because that was the Aved of the 6 days of the week. Shabbos, you don't deal anymore with the world. So therefore you're only creating a thin level of Ketetus and Shabbos. But it's based on every person's level. And based on the person's level. Meaning, how much smoke, so to speak, you create on Shabbos, every neshama is different. Some people do it greater, not so great. Then you need the level of myrrh, which is another type of a spice. He explains in a second. That's the level that says in the Megillah. When the turn of each girl came. Okay. The pasuk in Megillah, the whole Megillah, like we learned. Hamelech refers to Hashem, Achashvesh refers to Hashem. Okay. Now in the Megillah, you had the beauty contest. The beauty contest says basically to come to the king. And this is the way the girl came to the king. So first it had Shisha Chadashim B'Shemin Amor, 6 months with Mor, one type of spice. Shisha Chadashim B'Apsamim. And then it says Ubezah Naira Ba'al HaMelech. That's the way a girl came to the king. So obviously we're talking in a spiritual sense. We're not talking about physical spices and perfumes and all that. We're talking about a Yid. I mentioned many times, there's a story, a chassid after preparing himself 10 years or so to go to the Alter Rebbe, he's traveling to the Alter Rebbe, and he stopped by a chassid on the way, you know, break, and the chassid says, oh, you're going to the Rebbe, let me tell you a word I heard. He says, Shisha Chadashim B'Shemen Amor, Shisha Chadashim B'Psamim. So he says, Mor is Meridus, in bitterness. And Shisha Chadashim Samruke Anoshim is Psamim, basically Sur Meira and Aseitev. She said, the Chassid tells him, I heard of art that before a guy, Bezan Naira Bal HaMelech, how does the Chassid go to the Rebbe? You need to prepare yourself 6 months with Mor, Meridus, 6 months with Samruke Anoshim. So the guy stayed there by the guy's house a year to work on himself for another 12 months. And he says, so that's what he says. Shekol nitzis Yisrael, em b'chines nukro, l'gabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'alois v'lorois b'ravai kolachot v'fi madrigosi. And he says, shisha chadoshim b'shemen amor, shemen is the level of chochma. We learned many times, shemen is chochma, wine is bina. So he says, Shem is the level of Chochmeli is Bechinus Mor, the level of Meridus. Shemeach HaShelem in Amidbar. Because once the person elevates himself from the desert, U'mafrid U'mafrid Aram, U'mefarid, and he crumbs up, he breckles. And he separates from the Ra. To be Kuler Nis, Rabashim V'Kitor, when he comes up, in other words, when a person consumes the Gashmias of his life, so then you create this thin cloud of smoke of potatoes, as I ask, then he'll understand properly in Yinamiridus. What it is. In other words, Al Rebbe is explaining what's the Inyan over here of the whole Yom Tif and Shabbos and all that. That's the level of elevating the world that you dealt with during the 6 days, and Shabbos you self elevated. So you have elevated, you separate the good from the bad, and you create this incense, this ketedus, that goes up in a thin smoke. And he said, Zeu in Avachar Chayav L'Bchinus Levaina, which is the Simcha B'Chedvus Hashem, and then you come to the level of Levaina, which is Simcha. Okay? And he says like this, Zeu in Yen Shish Radashim B'Apsamim, and that's the second half of the Pasuk, after you have the Meridus. Then you come to the level of Shish Radashim B'Apsamim, with the good smell. Just like smell becomes absorbed in your body. Like, you know, you put on perfume, the body smells, or the garment smells. And you enjoy it. A person smells good, they feel good about themselves, yeah? Even though, whether it's nothing, it's a perfume, it's a spritz, it's a squirt. I mean, what is it? A little bit of nothing. So he says, and you can't even see it. When somebody's wearing perfume, you can smell it, you can't see it. Because it's so minimal. But it becomes absorbed in the body. The same thing, Simcha B'Hashem comes from Alma Diskasi. Because like we learned before, what is Simcha? Simcha is revealing an inner joy. When a person's happy, yeah, unlike Tainug, enjoyment, there's no visible showing. But happiness, when a person's happy, you see it. Because the inside feeling of joy is coming out into the open. That's Alma Diskasi, the hidden world, becoming revealed. Simcha reveals. And he says, Akshem Esamech Esesalek, it makes the heart happy. Malit Elislai Deslaber Hashem. Mikol Avakas Reichel, which are called Mini Islavis, Hashem B'chol Nefesh Min Yisroel, Kolchad L'fum Shura Dilei. And that's what he says, Samruke Anoshim, that's what the perfumes of a woman, and that's the way a night of Baal HaMelech. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining over here that the whole Inyan of Shabbos and Yom Tif normally. It's a concept of elevating the world. Now, normally, when you elevate something, you burn, it creates a thick level of smoke. This creates a thin cloud, but it becomes something which is absorbed within the person. And in a way of Meridus and Simcha, Shemin Amar, Samruke Anashim, right, which is two levels of Meridus and bitterness, not depression. In bitterness means I could be better than I am. Depression is I'm no good. Meridus means I know I'm, but whatever I am, I could be better. So it's not something that depresses you, it's something that makes you, gives you incentive to do more. And that's what happens on the Yom Tov.
Rabbi, why is Levana or Tamruke thing Simcha?
Because it comes out into the open. It's absorbed in the person and you can smell it. So that's the level of Simcha.
All of them you can smell.
Huh?
And so,
but Simcha is when it comes out, meaning it's something that's minimal, but you smell it. In other words, it's not visible seeing, visible smelling. So then it brings out the hidden levels.
Reveal.
It reveals it. Besides the fact, Samruki Anoshim represents Asay Teif. Meridus represents Surmira. And Samruki Anoshim represents Asay Teif. That's also the way, 6 months Surmira and 6 months Asay Teif. Because you're putting some on you, you're adding something, and that becomes absorbed within the skin in a way that you smell it, so it becomes visible. So he says, did all these elevations and closeness of a Yita Hashem on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And all these levels of a Jew becoming closer to Hashem, what happens? That's called Negiah Bereisha Sharvit. The beginning of the Maimed, Alter Rebbe asks, one place it says he gave her the Sharvit. And the other place it says, Vatoka Master Vatiga Bereisha Sharvit. She touched the top of the Sharvit. She didn't take the actual Sharvit. So he says, when a Jew is elevated to the level of Lokus in the normal Shabbos in Yom Tov, what happens is he's touching the Reisha Sharvit. Why? Sharvet HaZohav, what is the golden scepter? Hamshacha Sereis HaBaruchu. Is a lukus coming down. Huachai is kol ha'elim esayenim v'tachteinim. Which is the life of all the world. Where do you see that? Because Esther said to Mordechai, the only way, if you're not called to come to the king, and you go, and the only you'll only exist, you only live, it says, if the king will stick out the scepter, v'choya, and you will live. That means that the Shavit HaZov is the source of life, in a spiritual sense. The source of life is called Shavit HaZov. But you're not able to get Chayis from the whole Shavit. You're only able to get Chayis from the top of the Shavit. Because that's what happened. Rosh HaShavit V'Choya. Meaning, the Sharvit, the scepter itself, stays by the king. He's only revealing a little bit. The top of the Sharvit you could touch, but the Sharvit itself, the scepter is by you, by the king. This is the burning flame of a Jew. Zava Tnufa. The higher level of gold, the zav of waving, and the lower level, and the lower level is when the person becomes inflamed with meditating into the Hashem, the way he permeates or encompasses the world, he says like this, there's the bottom of the Sharvit. That, by the way, is still the level the king's holding in his hand. And then, Batiga Bereisha Sharvit, on the top of the Sharvit. So, the Alter Rebbe is explaining, the Sharvit is the life. Like you said, the Sharvit V'Choya. The Sharvit is the king extending life. Because if he extends it, that means he's giving you life. If not, you're dead. So he says there's the top level of the Shavit and there's the lower level of the Shavit. The lower level of the Shavit means in the connection between Hashem and the Jew, there's a lower level, meaning the way the Jew meditates into a godliness is connected to the world, permeates the world, encompasses the world. Then the higher level of the Shavit is meditation the way worlds don't exist. There's nothing but God. Because when can you say the concept of permeating and encompassing, that's only when it becomes a revelation of the Chayis from Hashem. I'll explain a second. Meaning like this. Ein Cheker means you can't understand it. Chakira means philosophize, to think it. The essence of Hashem, you can't even describe, you can't think. So when you say a level of Hashem giving existence to the world, the way Hashem permeates the world and encompasses the world, that's the way Hashem is already dealing with the world. That is philosophable, let's make up that word. That you have to think about, because that's the level of Elokus that comes in a limited form to deal with the world. Whether it's an internal world, external world, permeating, encompassing, you know, superficial, internal, that's all, but that's the way Elokus comes into the world. So like this, the Shavit of the king represents the Chayis that the person has into the world. That level of Chayis is when a person connects to Hashem. Now you can connect Hashem meditating into the greatness of Hashem, the way He permeates the world, you know, encompasses the world, the way He's directly in the world, indirectly in the world, the finite level of Hashem in the world, the infinite level of Hashem connected to world. But that's all in the level of godliness. That's the lower level of the Shavit. The higher level of the Shavit is when you reach a connection with Hashem, which is not tangible. It's not something you can meditate. It's just the connection to Jew and God. That's the higher level of Shavit. And he says, Peter, what does it mean? Ein cheker. Leishayach klalachker, you can't, if in any way, there's bein and begdolosi. You can't meditate into the greatness of Hashem. Eichu gadol meidom moholol. Because when is it possible to meditate into the greatness of Hashem? B'shem ele, b'shem avaya baruch ha, meram shochet chayit leilim. In other words, like we say, Godol Hashem u'muhulo me'ed, b'ir alekeinu. Right? So the pasuk simply means, when can you meditate into the greatness of Hashem? When can you define God as being great? When is it possible to give an adjective to Hashem? Only when He's in Ir Alekeinu, meaning He's a creating world. Ir Alekeinu, the way Dibur speech creates a world, a city. So it says, when can you even praise Hashem? Because any type of praise is basically an adjective, which is a description of the person. Any description is not the essence of the person. The essence of the person is not describable. You can only describe his behavior, the way he's revealing himself.
But the Shabbat is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of death.
What?
The Shabbat, the scepter, is holding.
Yeah.
He's up there. In the Shemayim.
Yeah, but he's sticking it down here.
That's it.
He's giving it to us.
But it's coming from him. The other side is in his hand.
Right.
And he's holding it.
He's not done yet with this Shavit. Because this, by the way, this is only on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's not the revelation of Purim.
Yeah.
The level of Hashem, it's himself. There's no world. Like it says, Ani avayla shenisa, never change. Ato kedim shenivreilim, ato lachis shenivreilim, hako b'shova. We say in davening, right after the mini Shema in Kabbonis, right? Atu Atchalei Nivra Olam, Atu Mishinivra. Without Chassidus, you define it. You were there before the world existed, and you're there now that the world exists. That's the simple meaning. Chassidus explains, no, that's not what it means. It means, Atu Kedem Shinivra, the same way, God, you existed before world was created, meaning, just like before world created, you were the only existence. Atu, who it's the same you, Acha Shinivra, not that there is a world. Now that there is a world, you didn't change from being the only existence. Because that level of Atta is, there's no world. There's only God.
Who is saying that?
We say it in Davening, Tashem. But the Pasuk says, Ani Hashem
Leishanisi. How could you say if Hashem has changed or has not changed? It's beyond our mind.
That's what we're saying, exactly what you're saying. That level of godliness that's above and removed from the world, you can't even describe him in any adjective. Any adjective is a description of a limitation. You say somebody's very strong. That's a description in a certain power of the person. It's not the essence of the person. So Hashem says in the Pasuk, Ani Hashem Leishanisi. I am God that didn't change. Before he created the world, he didn't deal with world, and now he has to give existence to the world. There has to be continuous creation. So how do you say God doesn't change? Before the world, like, so to speak, before the family, he didn't have to support you. Now you have a family, you have to support them. So there is a change. So how can you say Ani Hashem Leishanisi? So Chassidus explained, Alter Rebbe is saying it here. That the level of God that changes, that he is giving, not giving, less holy, more holy, that's in world. Once Hashem comes into the level of world, he creates world, be'ir alekeinu, when he creates world, then Hashem could change. Shabbos is a greater revelation, weekday is less of a revelation. That's a change. But that's only in the level of God that's connected to the world. In the essence of Hashem, there is no world. If there's no world, there's no Shabbos, there's no Yom Tov, there's no nothing. So you can't say more or less. There is no world.
There's one world.
Ein Eid Mavadi. Ein Eid Mavadi. Three words. And he said, Leishayach Lefani Yisbarach Alma Leibchinas Mamalev Leibchinas Sev. He can't even say encompassing, permeating, because he's not at all in the realm of world. And he quotes the part we just said. God al Hashem Mohul Omeyed Be'ir Alekeinu. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, when is God great? When Be'ir Alekeinu. V'amar Hazal Emasi Hu Gadol. When is God great? The Gemara says, K'shu Be'ir Alekeinu. That means, when can you give a description to Hashem that he's great? Only when he's in Be'ir Alekeinu, when he's involved in the world. K'ilafan of Yisbarach Le'Shayach Lashin Gedula. You can't say Hashem is great, because again, any adjective is descriptive and limited. We said the Gemara in the Brachas tells the story. This guy was stood in the corner, he was praising Hashem with every adjective in Hebrew that he knew. And he was going on and on and on for a long time. And finally he ran out of words. So another Yid came over to him and said, and that's it? Okay, you praise God for an hour and that's it? He's not praised anymore. Therefore, the Gemara says, what we say is, Hakel, Hagodel, Hagiba, Vaneira, that's it. Because that we find, Moshe Rabbeinu said, the Nevi'im said, these are, because we can't explain Hashem. Remember I told you that two friendly chassidim, one says to the next, describe God for me. You mean describe Hashem for me? So the guy opens his mouth, the dog, he smacks him in the face, a friendly gesture. He said, the second you open your mouth to explain him, it's already not God. He's not explainable. But in the level of godliness that deals with world, then he's explainable. Because then he's coming in a limited form. Elamid is gedula, sehu anvesenuse. Hashem slav, bechin is gedula. Hashem does it. Like it says, That's why it says, you, Holy One, sit on the praise of the Eden. So the Alter Rebbe says, when you sit, you automatically go down. You're lower. When is it shaykh to have Tehillah Yisrael? When is it possible for the Jews to praise Hashem? When he's sitting, so to speak. When Hashem comes down into a level to deal with world, over there you can praise him. But Hashem himself, you can't describe. He's non-describable. This, the Eden can praise Hashem, is a level of yeshiva. Which is really a humility and a modesty of Hashem's part. Okay, so now, what happens on Shabbos and Yom Tov is a Jew becomes elevated, world becomes elevated, and so on. But what is being revealed? The Kedusha of Hashem, a level of revelation of Hashem. Right? That's what Shabbos and Yom Tov is. It's a day with more revealed godliness than there is during the week. But is going to come from Amshach Asalokosi Yisbarich. So he says, comes. Okay, so when it happens, when Mashiach comes, the essence of Hashem is going to be revealed. If the essence of Hashem is going to be revealed, all these revelations of Shabbos and Yom Tov are going to be like non-existent. It's like you light a candle in sunshine. The Gemara says, what does the candle accomplish in daylight? Meaning, the daylight is so much more powerful than the light, so the light doesn't do anything. It's bottle. That, by the way, that doesn't mean the candle doesn't exist. You light a candle during the day, the candle exists. But it doesn't do anything. When Mashiach comes now, Yom Tov Shabbos, there's like a big candle of Hashem lit. More Kedusha. But when Mashiach comes, the essence of Hashem is going to be so revealed that this single candle, the revelation of Shabbos and Yom Tov, are like non-existent. They're bottle. That's what it says. When Mashiach comes, all the Chagim are going to be bottled. It doesn't say it's not going to exist. Now that there's darkness in the world, Shabbos and Yom Tov shine, the candle shines. Very bright. When Mashiach comes, when the Gemara says, Kol ha-meidim yield b'teilim lost love, except Purim and Halachis, means the revelation that will be, because now all the revelations, like he said, is in the level of meditation of Ir Elokeinu, the way Hashem comes into the world, and therefore there's a greater level of Kedusha versus a lesser level of Kedusha. But when Mashiach comes, the essence of Hashem will be revealed, so then all these great Kedusha levels, not God forbid, they won't exist, Torah is permanent. There'll be Shabbos, Yom Tov, and everything. But it won't be anything.
All this time we're talking about food and mashka. Actually, food is connected to it, right?
Food is the essence.